Paul did not say all scripture writers are inspired by God. Even though that's true, it doesn't go far enough. The words they wrote were breathed by God. And it isn't that God breathed into the human authors, though that's true, it's not what Paul says. He says that what God breathed out of them was Holy Scripture. It's a clear claim that this is a book, that these are words that come to us from God. Now somebody might protest. They say, listen, that statement doesn't mean anything because it's self-referential. Well, this is what I would respond to that. Of course it's self-referential. Of course the Bible says that it is Holy Scripture. And by the way, if it didn't make that claim, wouldn't the critics be attacking the lack of such a claim? If the Bible nowhere claimed to be inspired scripture, wouldn't they be protesting that? Well, look, nowhere claims to be inspired scripture. It must not be so. I would say, of course it claims to be the very outbreathed words of God. Yet the difference is that the Bible's claim to be the Holy Scripture has been tested and proven throughout the centuries. Every generation gives rise to those people within that generation who believe that they're going to put the last nails in the coffin that'll bury the Bible. Yet it never, ever works. The Bible outlives and outworks and out-influences all of its critics. You've heard the expression, it's a great one. It's an anvil that has worn out many hammers, and it's not done wearing them out. I imagine a critic who says, you know, anyone could write a book and say that it's inspired by God. My answer to that critic is, sir, please do. Write your book. Give it every claim of inspiration, and let's see how it compares to the Bible in any way you want to compare. Really now, why don't the smarter critics of the Bible give us another Bible? Something more inspired. Something with more life-changing power. Right, haven't there been a lot of people in this world that they're much smarter than Galilean fishermen? But they haven't. When we say to them, listen, come now, Dr. Critic, Professor Expert, you're a lot smarter than a Galilean fisherman who lived 2,000 years ago. You've got all the qualifications, all the culture. You've got all the brain power that we mere mortals were supposed to be in awe of. It should be easy for you to write something greater than the Bible. So do it. But of course it's impossible.